Good morning. It's always a joy to have you as we gather together for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing this morning, I trust that you'll be able to just kind of pause maybe and focus your attention on the finger of God. What is God doing through the ministry and the distribution of His Word and some miracles that are taking place through the written Word of God? My guest today, as it was a couple of days ago, is Ken Stenforce. And we are just excited, Ken, about what God is doing through the ministry of the Gideons. As you were saying last time, it's a ministry that is not only local, but worldwide.
It is very much a worldwide organization with a Gideon presence in 200 countries.
That's amazing. Now, how many languages are the copies of the scriptures translated in?
Actually, printed is more than 95 languages, but the Gideons just introduced a Bible app for smartphones.
Okay.
And the Bible app supports more than 800 languages.
Oh, my goodness. What a tool.
It certainly is. It's an amazing tool.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
It's amazing what God has allowed technology to support His mission of seeing everybody hear the gospel.
Right, exactly. You mentioned that there are distributions that you have been involved in around the world. Tell us a couple stories.
Well, just recently I was in Papua New Guinea, and it's on the eastern half of the island of New Guinea. The western half is actually part of Indonesia.
Okay.
So we were in Papua New Guinea, a team of seven of us, which we call seven international Gideons, that flew into Papua New Guinea to support the local Gideons and their work there.
Okay.
So there were actually three of us from the United States, two from the British Isles, one from Australia, and one from South Korea.
Okay.
And we set up a one-week distribution around the capital city of Papua New Guinea, which is Port Moresby.
Okay. All right. So you came together for a week, and any idea how many scriptures you passed out that week?
We were privileged to distribute more than 84,000 scriptures.
In 1 week.
In 1 week. And that was hotels, motels. Primary, secondary schools, colleges, universities, hospitals, rescue missions, clinics, wherever we had an open door to distribute.
Okay.
But more than 68,000 of those scriptures were placed one by one in the hand of a student.
Wow. One by one.
One by one.
Did you guys sleep?
We did. We did sleep, but you know, it was just not the seven of us that went in for
the
this
local
distribution. It was, we had a strong support system with the local Gideons. And we distributed our scriptures in English. Now, there are more than 800 known languages in Papua New Guinea alone.
Oh, my goodness. Why so many?
A lot of tribal languages.
Wow.
But we distributed our New Testaments in English, or Bibles.
Yes.
And because there are three primary languages in New Guinea, English, Motu, and Pidgin, which is like a slang English.
I see. What a thrill.
It was. And the amazing thing of it is we only had two people that turned down a copy of God's Word.
A little bit different than it is here in the States.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Certainly open to God's Word.
That is awesome. And then I think you said you've been to the Philippines.
I have. That was quite some time ago.
Okay.
1993.
English is a very strong language there as well, isn't it?
English is, and also their language is Tagalog.
Okay. And so do they have a Tagalog Gideon Bible?
There is a Tagalog Gideon Bible or New Testament.
Okay. So what kind did you pass out? Both kinds or just?
Actually, both.
Both? Okay. Yeah. All right. And there is a real hunger in the Philippines.
There really is.
Yeah. I've had the privilege to be there a couple of times, and it's amazing when you're preaching the attention that they're giving you and the desire to know, what does God's Word say? So those were two thrilling trips for me, and really enjoyed it. So where else have you been?
Actually, to Hong Kong as well. That was part of the trip to the Philippines.
Oh, okay.
Our team spent 1 week in the Philippines and 1 week in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 1993, just a few years before Hong Kong was turned back to mainland China.
Right, right. Okay. Any stories that just kind of pop out in your mind?
Well, just the openness to God's Word. A little bit different than what we see here in the United States.
Yeah, yeah. And in many countries, opportunities to go right into the schools.
Right into the schools and not only distribute, hand out a New Testament, but also give them the plan of salvation.
Wow.
Right in the school.
Yeah, yeah. I know my youngest son is a missionary in Brazil, and they have the opportunity to go right into the public schools. And years ago, they had a karate team from our sending church from Georgia come down and just went right in, had karate demonstrations, and preached to hundreds and hundreds of students right there in the schools. And what an open door that is.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go through those open doors when we have the opportunity.
Oh, that's the truth. Now, we've mentioned all about the millions of copies that are being distributed. Where does the money come from?
Well, it comes from three different avenues. One way is when we are invited to speak in a church and give a missions report.
Okay.
And if the church allows, we will take a free will offering.
Okay.
And that's about 40% of the funds.
All right.
And another way is through what we call the Gideon Bible Card Program, where people can take a free card that's in a display in a church or funeral home and place Bibles in somebody's name, whether in honor of a certain occasion or just a thinking of you situation or in memory of a loved one that has gone home to be with the Lord.
Okay. And about what percentage of your funds come through that avenue?
And again, roughly about 40%.
About 40%. Okay.
Right.
Right.
And then the remaining 20%, give or take, is from what we call the Faith Fund, where the Gideons and auxiliary members themselves actually will make up the difference. And it's just a faith fund or a love offering for Bibles.
Right, right. Now, you've been involved in this ministry since when?
Since 1983.
83. So have you or are you presently serving like on the board of directors or anything along that line?
Well, over the years, I've held several state offices with the Gideons, but currently in our local camp out of the West Bend area, I am the camp chaplain.
Okay. All right. And we personally here at Brookside have the cards displayed for in memory of and that type of a thing. It's good to know, you know, how effective that is. 40%, you know, comes through that venue. That's encouraging.
In fact, the display rack that you have in your church, in addition to that, if somebody wanted to go to our website, www.gideons.org, there is opportunity to buy different occasion cards.
Oh, I see. Okay. And through whatever contribution is made, more scriptures are printed.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. When you consider the ministry of the printed word, has there been any way to determine people that come to Christ in connection with the number of scriptures that go out?
I don't know if I have that statistic of what that would be.
Be very hard to figure out, wouldn't it?
I think so. I think only the Lord knows.
When we get to heaven.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we will get what we call returns, where somebody comes to Christ through a Gideon-placed scripture. Sometimes we will either hear about it at the local level and let our international office know, or people will actually submit those testimonies right to our international office through the website.
Right. Now, is there anything in the Bible that you can jot down and mail it off to the Gideons that is basically a return?
Actually, there is not. There's room on the front of the Bible or New Testament to place their name and date the day that they received that Bible.
Right, right.
And on the back, there is what we call the decision page.
Okay, all right.
Where there's specific verses that can lead somebody to the understanding that they're sinners.
Right.
All have sinned, but God has a remedy for sin.
Right.
And then verses that will give them that assurance.
These Bibles can only be distributed by Gideons, am I correct?
That is correct, with one exception, and that is military chaplains.
Oh, okay.
Have that ability as well.
Because when you consider the ministry helps that are in a little Gideon Bible, they are tremendous assistance, because sometimes people have no clue when they get a Bible, like, well, where do I start? And does it have, you know, verses right away there for me to read to know how to get right with God? You know, that kind of a thing.
Exactly.
And so that's the benefit of having that decision page in the back of the New Testament.
If I have the opportunity to go to a school in another land and give them the plan of salvation, I tell them that first put your name in the front inside cover of that New Testament.
Okay. Right.
And then look at the first few pages. It's like a quick start guide for life.
Oh, okay.
Because if they're struggling in an area, finances, depression, whatever, there are verses there that can help them with that issue.
Right, right. All right. Well, Ken, this is so exciting. But again, we've run out of time. And folks, if you'd like to become involved in the Gideon ministry in any way, be sure to go to that website,
www.gideons.org.
All right. And that will give you all the information that you need. But beyond that, let's commit ourselves to prayer. With that many copies of the scripture going out, the Bible says it doesn't go out and produce no effect. It is the power of God to salvation. And we thank God for this ministry. God bless you.